shots, and you know, I even praise him from afar, you know. So, I mean, he's playing, you know, lights out football, and, you know, it's something that you can't overlook, you know. It's something that you got to stare dead on, and you know, you accept it in a way, in a sense, we all kind of appreciate it, you know. That's what the game is all about.
What's being do that makes him so effective?
I wish I knew. You know, I wish I could sit in the meeting room with him and just, you know, figure it out. But, you know, I think Peyton just works extremely hard. You know, I've been around him on certain occasions, and I know he puts a lot of time into the game. And, you know, he take it to a different level. And, you know, you guys are fortunate to be able to play with him. You know, so, you know, it's a credit to the game, you know, and it's a blessing to the game.
The pressure on the offense when you go against a team that they haven't been held under 30 at that field since Peyton's been there, is there an extra pressure on you guys to match them score for score?
Well, I don't think we can look at it like that. I think we just have to focus on what we can do, you know, not put the pressure on ourselves to score points and just take it one drive at a time. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're planning for. You know, we're extremely confident in what we can do, and, you know, we accept the fact that, you know, it's going to be a tough game.
D'Amico was in here yesterday. D'Amico Ryans was saying how he thinks pocket passers are kind of, he says the guys like Breeze and Peyton and Eli, Brady are the guys winning Super Bowls, and he thinks running quarterbacks is a fad and isn't sustainable, and guys are going to end up getting hurt by the time the playoffs come around. What do you think of that? What do you think of
I don't know. I mean, that's D'Amico's opinion. You know, I know we got to still continue to play the way we play. You know, and it's nothing more to it. I mean, I really don't know what to say about that.
Have you heard that all your career, that running quarterbacks is just too dangerous? Is that something you've heard? You know,
I mean, I never heard that before. I mean, we had a running quarterback in the Super Bowl last year, so I think that kind of negates that comment.
What about the offenses? Going against their offense, I mean, you know. Is there some thought of, like, holding the ball more, keeping the long drive, keeping their offense off the field?
That's not what we do. You know, we don't slow down. We don't try to keep the opposing offense off the field. And if that's coach's strategy, then we'll take that into consideration. But, no, our job is to press forward and try to, you know, put points on the board and you know, just create tempo.
Why do you try to take away Deshaun from your offense? I mean, how important is it to be able to find guys like Riley Cooper, Jason Mount, those guys? And have you been able to do that as much as you'd like?
Well, when teams take Deshaun away, other guys have to step up, and you know, that's just the way the game is. You know, every great receiver gets covered, you know, double covered, you know, safety over the top or, you know, linebacker underneath or whatever it may be. But it's up to the other guys to find ways to get open. It's up to me to find it.
The tight ends were supposed to be, a lot of people thought there'd be more involved in the offense, a bigger part of the offense than maybe they have in regards to catching the ball. What do you think some of the reasons for that is? Is it just the way it's kind of worked out, or is it?
We only played three games, you know, so it's still a lot of season left. It's still a lot of time to get guys involved, get the tight ends involved. You know, just don't be surprised at what you see, you know. So, you know, I really can't say, but I do know it's a long season, a lot of football to play.
Do you feel like you and Riley aren't quite clicking a little bit, maybe, especially in the last two games? Just you keep maybe missing just a little bit.
What's up there?
I don't know. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, you know. I mean, it all come together. Like I said, it's still early. We're still learning a lot. We're still doing different things. You know, we're still in a new offense, but, you know, we feel like we're savvy enough to, you know, be effective, you know, win on the field. So, you know, it's just hit and misses.
They've been working off that block in their heads for how quickly they need to get rid of the ball. Is that any different this year than it was in past years in this offense?
I mean, it depends on the play, like the design of the play. Some plays, the ball is designed to come out quick. Sometimes you got to hold it, take a 5-step drop, a 7-step drop, so it varies.
Mike, Chip didn't have to deal with a lot of losing at Oregon, obviously there for 4 years. What's his demeanor been like here these last 2 weeks after the two losses?
Coach has been great. He's been upbeat. I think he understands that, you know, in the NFL, you know, you're going to lose football games. I mean, every team is good in the NFL. You know, you can have a team that's 1-6 and they can beat you on that Sunday. So, you know, he's taking it all in stride, and it's our job to help him get through it. I mean, he's grown. He understands. you know, what it takes to win, what happens when you lose, and how to regroup. So, you know, as far as we've seen, he's shown nothing but confidence.
Their offense is averaging a ton of points, 42 points per game. They're by far the best offense in football right now. Do you guys feel like with the guys you have here, you can be at that level and score 42 points per game?
I think we can. I think, you know, for the most part, you know, we've shot ourselves in the foot. And we have had opportunities to score, you know, 30-plus points, you know, in all three games that we done played. So, you know, the optimism is there. We know what we have. We know what we can do. We know how to execute it. And it's just all about putting it all together. So it'll come for us at some point.
Did you feel like you played one of your better offensive games when you beat Peyton in 2010? And
Yeah, I mean, it was a consistent game. I was consistent all the way through it. We didn't turn the ball over, I don't think. You know, anytime you play against Peyton, man, you got to capitalize on every opportunity. I think we was able to do that. And we just had we had a great game plan. We had a great game plan, and, you know, we was at home, and you know, the crowd was great. Everything was great. The atmosphere was good, and we was able to put it all together. So it was probably one of my better games, but I mean, it was so long ago, you know.
On TV promotions a lot, you hear this quarterback versus that quarterback. Do you ever go into a game thinking you're playing the other team's quarterback, or is it all about the team?
Absolutely. I'm always playing against the other team's quarterback. That's what it is. It's competition. I mean, it's not me versus him. It's me versus that team. But, I mean, I can't say I got to have better stats against this guy. But, hey, I mean, it's all matchups, and they're all great matchups. And that's the fun part about it.
Is that just competitiveness? I want to go out there and be better than Peyton or Aaron Rodgers or whoever you're playing that day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you just want to go out there and put on a good showing. You know, you can never say I want to go play better than Peyton or I want to go play better than Breeze or try to outshine him. You know, that's not the approach. You know, from a professional standpoint, you understand that there's things in the game that can't happen and won't happen. You know, so, you know, you just got to hope for the best and go out there and just stay focused and do the things that's going to help you win the football game.
Thank you, guys. Like, teams are either trying to take away Deshaun or they're trying to take away LeSean. Picking one or the other when you guys play against them?
Either they're stacking the box or they're trying to double Deshaun.
Well, they're doing a lot of different things. You know, the defense is very – they put the safety in the box sometimes. Sometimes they play with two high safeties and – you know, for the most part, they give us different looks, but it's up to us to adjust to it, and I think we've been doing a great job of doing that. Deshaun's going to get different looks. They're going to try to stock the box with Shady, but it opens up other holes in the defense, and we just got to explore them.
What have you seen from the Broncos' defense on tape, and what do you think is the best way to sort of attack them? I know they've given up a lot of yards through the air, but a lot of it's context because teams have to pass a lot. Their yards per attempt are actually, like, you know, top half of the league, so... I know you guys, what do you see from the secondary?
Well, you know, they have a good secondary, and they're very sound. You know, I know Dominique Rodgers-Camardi very well, and he's playing at a high level right now. They're all playing at a high level. So, you know, it's up to us to figure out ways to exploit the defense. You know, we can't say we're going to go out there and take big shots at them or try to, you know, throw the ball downfield. You know, consistently, we got to mix it up, and that's our game plan. So I can't say exactly what we need to do. I know we just need to get it done.